You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We're talking about Christmas.
Best friends!
Shut your fucking mouth, Linda.
I feel like a lot of strangers want to piss on me.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sav and Sean Show. I am one of your hosts, Sean.
I am your other host, Sav. And this is our show.
This is our show.
Oh, dang it.
We're going to get this eventually. It's so funny because I was just...
Bless America.
I was touching on the Taylor Swift episode, and we had this really cute moment. I thought it was really lovely we're like chatting back and forth, and you're like, and welcome to your favorite podcast, your favorite show. And then I'm like, I go to say something, and then we both bump into each other again. And it's actually very charming.
We're unscripted. So,
you know,
you're welcome, America. And
live
other
theater.
Countries that listen to us. Yeah.
Improv. All that beautiful shit.
Ain't nothing like it, baby.
Yeah.
Well, today is a very special episode, Sean, because for the listeners at home, you have been away.
I have.
You've been away. When will my man return from the ether? I don't know.
I don't know. Why was I doing the Imperial
the
March?
Star-Spangled Man.
I was doing the Imperial March for the Star-Spangled Banner. Well, I mean, I'm not completely wrong.
Yikes. Oh, and we're going to steer out of this territory yeah. really quick. I meant to say, like, you are neither here nor there, yet somehow through the magic of technology, we are together.
We are together.
Together forever. Yeah.
Linda and Heather, best friends.
Best friends.
But
nailed it. There's our TikTok right there.
We've got it done. Content created. This has been fun. Bye.
It's that easy.
Yeah, it's done. It's easy. But yeah, no, I'm in the nation's capital, which is absolutely amazing. From a place in the middle of nowhere, on the edge of the world, undisclosed. I am now in a very disclosed location at, one could argue, the center of the world. And so, yeah.
How does it feel? Do you feel powerful? Do you feel...
I feel as if a lot... I'm going to be really honest with you. You know how I feel? I feel like a lot of strangers want to piss on me. And that's factual.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
You're not wrong. But also, you'd be surprised how many. Because I'm on the apps now, right? So, like, I'm on the apps and I'm in a different place. And we're talking about Christmas. But before we get there, I don't know what it is. I don't know what about me changes when I'm in a place that is not my, you know, place of, like, residence.
Well, it's the opportunity to be anyone but who you are
exactly.
all the time. Yeah.
It's like the moment I step into a hotel room, I'm just swinging my schlong everywhere. And unfortunately, I know that's information that you don't really want to know, but... unfortunately.
I do the same thing. So
exactly. You swing your schlong everywhere. Your big dino dick. Absolutely.
Always.
and so I'm in this position where all these people on these apps and I'm like, which senator are you lobbying for while also talking to me and asking if you can piss on me? Like, well, I haven't taken up anybody on it yet, but I think it's mostly just because I really like the people in the housekeeping staff at the resort that I'm staying at, and I would hate to have them have to clean that
You'd
up.
Hate to have to explain that also because you're going to see them until...
Are you kidding?
January.
My gal, Nanita, I would do anything for her. I would literally go, I would take a bullet. She's queen. I literally, funny enough, I saw her today. She was like, hey, you know, they switched up our structure, so now you have to call down, but do you need anything? And I was like, oh, you know, I think I'm good. She was like, water, towels. And I was like, no, I'm fine. And then she hands me like six fucking towels in the hallway.
What a gal.
She's a queen.
She says, I know this one's messy in more ways than one.
Exactly.
He's going to need these towels.
But she's a lovely gal. But I'm having the best time. It's I'm not going to lie. I am a little, just a tiny bit, a schmidgen, exhausted.
A little tuckered out.
Yeah. But it's definitely worth it. Just, you know, the change of pace, the change of scenery. And, you know, being here. like, you know, getting paid to live in a different state at a beautiful...
For real. It's like getting paid to be on vacation. Yeah. But, like, you also have to work. So, I mean, you're getting paid to work. So,
yeah,
that tracks.
But not as much as I would. And I get to create Christmas magic for the children. And...
Oh, don't we love to see that.
We hate the kids, but we love the Christmas magic. And so, that brings us into our topic. Christmas!
Merry Chrysler, everybody.
Merry Chrysler. I haven't slept. I'm doing...
My whole life is a crisis.
Literally. Absolutely.
I am a walking crisis.
Hi. But yeah. So, Christmas. It's kind of weird because...
The snow's going down. Sorry. Christmas. I'm watching it fall. Sorry.
Also, it's like I haven't even had the time to devote to the Patti LaBelle...
I've already watched it in numerous amount of times. Like, just, I've shown every member of my family. They don't understand it. They don't understand why I think it's funny, but it is
it's a cultural
the greatest
reset.
Thing I've ever seen. Yeah, it's, every time I think things can't get any worse, that video pops up, and then I'm like, okay, all Absolutely. Right, things are looking up.
It's going to come up. Together. Thank you, Patty.
Yeah.
Give
yeah.
them a hand,
Where are my background
please?
Singers at? Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Iconography. But.
I'm going to ad lib as best as I can.
But yeah, so Christmas, it's a little complicated because for a while, like one side of my family was like, oh, we'll do the whole Hanukkah thing. And then the other side of the family was like, oh, we'll do Christmas. But I was like, which one's more presents though? I mean, take me at face value. I've always been Sean. So like,
why not both? I would have milked it for both.
Exactly. In the words of the incomparable philosopher, Stephen Sondheim, why not both instead? There's the answer if you're clever.
Steve said it best.
Indeed, he did.
Can I tell you something crazy about Stephen Sondheim, by the way, before we get too far into Christmas? Sorry.
Yes, please do.
The day that Stephen Sondheim died was the day that I watched Tick, Tick, Boom for the first time.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally the first time that he was on screen, Casey, our friend Casey, I was watching with her, mm-hmm. she went, oh, my God, you need to pause right now. And I paused it, and it was, like, literally the moment before in the movie where Jonathan meets Stephen for the first time. And she goes, Stephen Sondheim is dead. And I said, what? And she goes, you have no idea
that is amazing.
What that's about to mean while we're watching this movie right now. And then literally 20 seconds later, he was on screen, and I was like, oh, my God! And then I just sobbed the whole rest of the way. It was terrible.
The serendipity of all of that. Especially because Jonathan it Larson's was... dead. Now Steve's dead.
Soon I will also be dead.
Fingers crossed. I'm on my way out here for a good time, not a long time. Merry Christmas. So, like, do you have any, like, really notable, not to get too interviewee on you, but do you have, like, really memorable Christmases? Like, you're like, oh, I remember that year for Christmas.
I mean, I couldn't tell you, like, the exact year or, like, how old I was because I forget extraneous details like that. And also, I just feel like I've lived 900 lives at this point. Fair. But I always remember that Christmas was always, like, the most magical day of the year. Like, that was... You went to bed on Christmas Eve, and when you woke up on Christmas morning, it was just like all of you, everything that you did in the year before Christmas has been forgiven. It's Christmas. It's the most magical day. No, yeah, for real. Like, you just, anything bad you did, it's all forgiven because look at all the gifts you got. You must be a good kid, right? So I always remember that. My parents really went all out. And I also can't tell, though, if this is things I've actually remembered or, like, seen through, like, home videos and just... Like, absorbed through osmosis. Yeah, I remember one Christmas, my mom had stayed up all night. My mom and dad stayed up all night building these, like, little blocks out of, like, cardboard that stacked up and made, like, walls. And, like, we made little houses with them and stuff. And it was always just, like, always a huge,
huge deal. You know what's crazy?
Huge
I think
deal.
I know exactly the little cardboard.
They were red. They looked bricks. Like brick and mortar.
Yes,
yeah.
I know exactly what mm-hmm. you're talking about. That's wild.
Yeah, and I remember one video, my dad, I remember this very clearly, my dad being like, look at all the goodies Santa brought us. And even as little kids, like, not realizing that, like, spoiler alert, Santa isn't real.
I'm sorry, what? What did you...
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
What?
Anyway, sorry. We're having audio difficulties.
I don't...
Anyway, but, like, even being little and, like, not understanding that that was what that meant, we were like, oh, my God, Santa had already come to the house and my dad got it on video. Like, it was always...
He's already been
and,
here?
Yeah, one thing I do remember is we always got notes from Santa, and it was always, like, specific to our interests. So, like, my notes were always, like, keep acting... you're so very great at it, blah, 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 blah. Santa knows and blah. And so Chad's was always like, you know, baseball and sports and golf. And
I
thought for the longest time my mom wrote the notes from Santa. And then I found out a few years ago it was actually my dad that did it, which is like shocking because I didn't think my dad would be into like something like that. Yeah. But my dad did them every year.
That's so lovely. Yeah. Well, you know, I can't imagine Santa having beautiful feminine calligraphy.
No, they were typed. They were typed.
Oh, they were typed?
Always.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They were always typed, but I never suspected that they came from our computer because they were always like italicized, but like the opposite way that italics normally work. You know what I mean? So I always thought like, this is a magic
the context
type.
Clues. I'm dead.
I was like smart, but like not smart enough. You know what I mean?
Almost there. That's so funny.
I was on the verge of discovery.
I had, like, our relationship with, like, Santa and the whole Christmas thing was kind of weird because Cam, I remember her. She got into an actual fist fight with a girl over, she was too old to believe in Santa. Had to have been, like, 8 or 9. And this girl was like, Santa's not real. And she was like, shut your fucking mouth.
Shut your fucking mouth, Linda. Yeah.
She rubbed this girl's arm in dog shit. Over Santa.
Cameron!
Over Santa.
Over Santa.
And then, so like that's where we started off from. And then.
I would have done the same thing. How dare honestly, you?
And I would have done you? It too for a check. So she does that, and then also the same year, closer to Christmas, leaves the room, sees my dad come in, because, you know, broken home, sees my dad come in with my mother as they're placing Santa-themed presents underneath the tree, because it's a different kind of wrapping paper, right? So spoiled, earth-shattering, she's like, I rubbed this girl's arm in dog shit. To find
how humiliating.
Yes. And then my parents immediately turn to her and go, you cannot tell your brother. But like, we're best friends.
Sorry, honey, but also
exactly.
Swear this secret on your life.
And she was like, yeah, sure. Immediately comes into the room. I'm like 4. Comes in the room, shakes me, and is like, hey, wake up, bitch. Santa's not real. So, like, I didn't operate under, like, the mysticism of Santa. I was like, okay, well, this tracks. Nothing in my life is fanciful so far.
I'm devastated. See, the hilarious thing is you were like, she was a little old to believe in Santa. She was, like, 8. I definitely believed in Santa until I was, like, 12, bro.
You wanted it so bad. I love that, though. I think that's so
I just
pure.
Wanted some shred of magic to be real in this world, please. Bro. I wanted one sliver.
I couldn't have Peter Pan. Maybe I could have Santa.
Magic. Yes. And, like, I always watch the Polar Express every year. I always bawl my eyes out like a little bitch when it comes at the very end when it's like, believe in Santa. I'm like, I do. I will. My mom and dad would like go outside my window with jingle bells and would like shake them like the reindeer were coming. They would like put little chewed up bits of carrot in the front yard like the reindeer ate the carrots we put out. Oh, hell yeah. My parents went all out, bro.
I'm so confused. This is what gets me about our friendship. You're so sad all the time.
I know.
But you had this idea. Like this really cute holiday upbringing.
It wasn't for me. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe.
I don't know why this is so funny.
I think the loss of that is why I'm so sad now. Because I wasn't a sad kid. I was a happy kid.
I had my bangs. I had Santa.
It was only when I reached about 13, 14 that things really went downhill, which is right when I stopped believing in Santa. So that all tracks. Santa is the reason I'm depressed.
Merry Christmas. We found the source material.
All this time, I thought it was the Tropicana speech contest.
It was really Santa. It goes deeper than that. Well, it's funny, too, because the Polar Express, I fucking hate Josh Groban, and I always have. So, like, that wasn't even for me either. Oh, my God. So it's only appropriate now that I make a living doing the whole thing.
My therapist is going to be thrilled when I tell her all of this next week. She really is going to be interested to know that I've cracked the code on my own psyche.
It's Santa.
And it all has to do with Santa.
And this year, he's going to bring you 25 milligrams of lithium.
Woohoo!
And glasses.
Merry
and
Christmas. Glasses. I need glasses so bad. Oh. I can't see anything.
Oh my God.
I was driving to work today, Sean, at 4:15 in the morning. And when I tell you the fog outside must have been 3 feet thick, I couldn't see in front of my own face. And of course, there's no street lights on at 4:15 in the morning, because why would the streets need to be lit? Yeah. Everyone's asleep.
Well, you know what?
So I thought I was going to die on my way to work today.
Could have used Rudolph.
Exactly. Christmas. Or zero. Anyone.
And the ghost of Rudolph himself.
For real.
Oh my God.
Set myself on fire and just hurtle down the street. Like, fuck.
I'll tell you what, though. So many disappointing things about the holidays, but the things that I cherish the most, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to have them this year, because we're like, pretty sure Hanukkah's done. I'm a bad Jew, so I'm not even...
Hanukkah's definitely done.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about it being finished several days ago.
There's a menorah downstairs. I think it's fully lit, and I think they're just keeping it. So that's nice. I would literally, and I mean this so terribly sincerely, I would go down on somebody for a nice batch of latkes. No hesitation.
Why not just, make some
There's
latkes?
There's not a kitchen here.
Or, like, buy some from Trader Joe's or something.
I have no way to heat them up.
You don't have a microwave?
No, not in my room.
Go down to the cafeteria.
Ugh, I know, but that's such a far walk.
Yeah, and it's less work than having to blow somebody.
Well, I don't know. Speak for yourself.
I am. I would happily march my ass down to the microwave rather than blow somebody. Oh, my God. I hope no one I know is listening to this.
It depends when the mood strikes. But yeah, so like that's the one holiday food that I want. What's the one holiday food that, I mean, other than grandma cake, but you got that on Thanksgiving, didn't you?
I get it for every holiday, baby, even Easter, honey.
Oh, well, there you go. But what?
It's all purpose. It's an all purpose kind
every
of dessert.
Holiday.
Yeah, man. Just because it's green doesn't mean it's specifically themed. St. Patrick's Day, yeah. We don't even make
That's
it on St. Patrick's Day. That's the one holiday we don't make it on. Our green cake. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the hilarious thing is that I was going to say mashed potatoes. So, like, the fact that we both named a potato-based holiday food. But my mom is very picky about the mashed potatoes. She doesn't let anyone do the mashed potatoes.
They can't be
and,
too
like,
long.
I'm a pretty chefy person.
Right.
Like, I can throw down, right? After all of these years of me throwing down, my mom, I made the turkey on Thanksgiving this year. My mom still wouldn't let me touch the mashed potatoes because that's just her thing, and I respect that. And she makes them perfect every time. She makes them with like a hand beater,
Ooh,
a hand mixer.
Yeah.
And they're just so, And she has to, the secret. Here's the
Not,
secret,
is
America.
Is it garlic powder?
No.
I'm so
no,
unhinged
she learned her
this
lesson
episode.
The first time. She learned her lesson the first time. No, the secret is you got to heat up your cream and your butter.
Ooh.
Because if you have hot potatoes and then you put cold cream or milk or cold butter in them, it makes them seize up, and that's when your potatoes get gummy.
Huh.
So it doesn't have to be like hot, but if you have your milk at the very least at room temp, mm-hmm. so like put your milk out in like a cup, a measuring cup, while your potatoes are like in the water boiling, and then that way when they're hot, right out of the hot water, the cream won't like make them seize up. And then that also helps to get them smooth too.
That's so smart. Way to go, Beck.
You're welcome.
Thanks for looking
out. Yeah, my mom. She said no to garlic powder and yes to a hand mixer, honey.
What a dream. I will tell you the holiday tradition, like the standby, that I do not care for at all. Eggnog. It tastes like cinnamon and bubblegum. I don't know.
It's, what is the point?
Yeah.
It's,
you're drinking mayonnaise.
It's like literally... It's literally like ice cream base before it gets frozen.
Yeah.
Like, you're just melt a pint of ice cream and drink it with a straw at that point.
At that point, like, honestly, it would probably be preferable. Like, because
put some cinnamon on top, call it a day.
Seriously, not a fan. Not a
fan. What's your take on everyone's favorite holiday combination? Peppermint mocha.
So I actually don't like peppermint.
Me neither. Me neither.
I did this cute little thing the other day because I've been trying to do like these theme events with like the cast that's up here. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, And honestly, I'm very proud that they all showed out for this, because I'm used to like people being like, oh yeah, definitely, and they're not showing up at all. But I was like, hey, at you. No, I'm kidding. Not at you at all. You always show up.
At the very least, I arrived.
Yes. And on time. You were very punctual.
Thank you. Thank you. That's one thing I pride myself on. I hate being late.
But I was like, do you guys want to do like a PJ party? And we could like watch a Christmas movie? Because I got this super cute, like, I was at Disney Springs, like, right before Thanksgiving, before I was coming up here. And I got this mm-hmm. onesie that's Disney characters, but as mugs of hot cocoa with, like, whipped cream on top. It's really fucking adorable. I'll show it to you. But, so I was like, do you guys want to do a PJ party? And so everyone was like, yeah. So we, like, picked out a movie, and everyone came in their PJs. And then Megan brought over her Instant Pot, and we did hot cocoa in the Instant Pot. And then I got marshmallows, and then to stir, I got Oreo candy canes.
Oreo candy canes? They're black and white. Yes. Are you effing kidding me?
They taste okay. I mean,
my little goth heart. Oh my God.
Seriously. They're not the best thing to ever exist, but they are pretty good. And so it was a nice time. But peppermint wise, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I just don't. I brush my teeth, and that's my dose of minty. I don't even chew minty gum. I chew watermelon flavored gum because I'm
watermelon extra,
crazy.
That's very important.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere. I'm worried it's been discontinued.
No, go to the Joann's.
Okay, we don't have one that's close to my house. I'll have to make a day trip out of
a day trip off to Joann's. I go.
Where are you going? To Joann Fabrics for some watermelon gum. Naturally.
As you do. So we watched A Muppet Christmas Carol, which is like one of my favorite holiday movies.
Cute.
But it's not my actual favorite holiday movie. My actual favorite holiday movie is Love Actually, because I'm a sappy romantic piece of shit. It's actually kind of in a tie. It's like Love Actually and or Bridget Jones's Diary. Although Bridget Jones's Diary isn't specifically a Christmas movie, but it has a lot of Christmas elements.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the two faves.
I'm not surprised by those choices. I think those choices are a little problematic. I think Love Actually is a little problematic. I think at the end when he has the signs and whatever, and he's like trying to convince his best friend's girl?
Yeah, Keira Knightley.
Yeah, that he's in love with her. I mean, that's not romantic.
That's like one of six plots. That's like one of six plots.
And then the other one, her husband cheats on her, doesn't he?
Yes, Alan Rickman. Well,
yeah,
semi does. But you know what? Unless Emma Thompson had been cheated on, I would have not had an appreciation for Joni Mitchell. And for that, I am forever grateful, because sobbing on the edge of a bed listening to Joni Mitchell's Both Sides now, are you kidding? I want to be that person. In fact, I've been that person. Once I saw the movie, I was like, get me a fucking candle. I'm going to sit in this empty bathtub and I'm going to cry. I've seen the world from both sides. It's just, oh, it's so good.
I've avoided anything that will cause emotion, negative emotion rather. So like, I don't listen to music anymore.
Have you considered just joining a convent?
Honestly, yeah, I have. But I mean, I figured like the avoiding everything is part of the excitement. Cause like anytime I get in the car. So listen, anytime I get in the car and my phone Bluetooth doesn't automatically connect, if Billie Eilish Happier Than Ever is playing on the radio, it's like that split second of fear of like, I don't want to hear the lyrics that I know are going to represent me. So I just like panic. But then it's like that thrill of like, oh my God, I've just missed it that time. That was a close one. I could have started crying. Like, that's kind of fun. I enjoy that.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, but, like, I specifically now only watch scary movies because then I know there's no chance I'll cry because I'll just either be too scared or I'll just think it's a bad movie or I'll just laugh.
Sure.
But I don't watch anything that could remotely be feel-good, heartfelt, romantic, touching, family-friendly. Steer clear of all
that.
That
sounds so healthy. So what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I will be honest, this isn't one that I like grew up watching. Like, it wasn't a tradition, but it's one that like the last couple years I found myself revisiting like again and again. I was like, oh, I really want to watch this around Christmas time. And we watched it on Thanksgiving actually this year. Home Alone.
Home Alone is so good.
Home Alone is so good, so well done, so smart. It's just...
it's so good.
It's so good.
Catherine O'Hara.
It really is. Macaulay Culkin is so good. And like, just to imagine being that young and being like the star of a movie like Seriously. This and like... It's crazy to me. And, like, even with, like, the robbers, like, all of the, like, slapstick comedy Joe is Pesci? Just so... Ugh. Joe Pesci. I love Joe Pesci.
I love him. You know what's so funny that you mentioned?
It's so good.
So I was driving up here, right? It was, like, a 12-hour drive. The heat is non-existent in my vehicle. And I was like, I meant to get it fixed before I came and the timing just didn't add up. And then I said I was going to do it here. But like the idea of walking in the cold to get my cold car to drive to go, it's just too much. But I'm.
So you're just going to suffer.
Pretty much.
With a cold car. Absolutely. Okay.
Well, I'm Jewish. So it's inherently. I'm going to suffer reminding you that I suffer and then make you feel guilty about it. That's our whole thing. Anyway. I was freezing cold. And here I am in my Jeep Liberty with a blanket draped over me, a beanie on my head and gloves on. And I looked like the bird lady from Home Alone 2. Give me an Irish accent. Just like, Kevin. And done. Straight to video.
Once again, I find myself thinking back to the thing you said about the latkes and just marveling at how you make things so difficult for yourself.
I really do.
It would have been so much easier to just get your heat fixed.
Well, here's the thing. If I were to do those things, then I would have nothing to talk about on this podcast.
My failure is for your entertainment.
Absolutely. And then it's similar to you in the way that you don't have to watch happy things. I just consistently put myself through pain so I can complain about it.
I just make things inherently more difficult for myself.
Ta-da.
Incredible. I will say, sorry, on the topic, I know we're kind of talking about movies, but one more holiday food I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
For the listeners at home, your girl has recently started working for a internationally known coffee shop place chain that you may or may not have heard of. And a mermaid is my boss, and that's kind of cool. But the mermaid this year for Christmas time has something called a sugar plum Danish.
Really?
It's basically the best guava cheese pastry you have ever had in your entire life.
So it's a guava cheese pastry with a new overlay.
Correct.
Are there sprinkles or anything?
No, but I'm pretty sure there's like sugar on top. Maybe. I don't know. I've only had it once and it was like my very, 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 very first day a couple of weeks ago. But so good because it's like not too sweet that it's like cloying, but it's like just a little like tangy, like more kind of like a cranberry kind of taste. Yeah. So good.
So
if anyone's into guava cheese Danishes with your coffee and you like mermaids, go check that out
at
the Mermaid Coffee Shop.
Yeah. At that one's place.
Yeah, with the green sun.
We're talking so much about Christmas. I'm trying to think of, like, if I have any traditions. I keep setting myself up for disappointment in this way. I think I thought about it when I was talking to my dad, too, for the other episode. And I was like, do I have any traditions? And then I was like, nope.
Crying?
Yeah, that. Although I do... there are things that I know that specifically for me, I know that I like doing at this point. Just, like, for me. I like... Mm-hmm. I like having a little tree. I don't think I've ever gone a year without a tree. Like, I've had some form. Usually they're tiny. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, I have the cutest little tiny tree. It's, like, not even... It's next to me. I can't even show you. But it's, like, this cute little tree with, like, frosted branches. There are lights on it. And there's, like, sparkly green, red, and gold and white. And then there's a little... elf ornament. He's like a little stuffed elf, and then a little stuffed cute Mrs. Claus next to each other, and there's a little star that lights up on top. And then I'm
so envious of this like Hallmark movie life that you guys have been living right now, like with your fucking pajama hot chocolate Instapot Oreo candy canes and your stupid Christmas tree with your matching ornaments for yourselves. You stupid heads.
Well, let me tell you,
I'm so jealous.
You know how, I mean, you know me well enough to know how much I like overly romanticize everything.
What? You,
me?
My friend,
Shocker.
Sean?
This is actually the first time that any of the things that I've, like, romanticized have actually come to fruition. Because normally I'm just waiting for the other shoe to
drop. So you are living
I am.
For this. But also living in fear that, like, something terrible is going to happen and ruin
constantly.
It all.
constantly.
I love that. Like, me too.
Who's going to do it this time?
Why are things going well? When is something going to go not well? Exactly. I'm confused.
I'm ready for it, though.
Yeah. When is my Christmas tree going to burst into flames?
Don't say that. Although I do have a candle that I did leave burning the other day accidentally. I came back in my room and I was like, why does it smell so good in here? And then I was like, oh shit, this candle is still burning. But I mean, it was fine. It wasn't in the way of danger or anything. I also have like pine-scented Glade plugins.
Yes, my mom, that's one of my mom's traditions around Christmas time. She busts out the evergreen. She won't let us burn them at any other point in the year. And it can't be too soon before Christmas. It has to be just the right time we start burning the evergreen pine.
Your mother is my favorite for her scents. Because like it's between the soaps and the plugins.
She loves a good scent.
It's my favorite. But yeah.
We always like decorate the Christmas tree at my house. So like that's something we always wait till everyone is home for. We don't like start it without anyone there. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of tough, you know, working as someone in entertainment, a lot of the times around the holidays, you're not home that much.
Yeah.
So that's something that like I really like kind of cherish and value is just like spending time with my family.
Absolutely.
Because I know that, you know, it's not always going to be all of us together. And so we should kind of enjoy these moments while we do have them. So that those are things that I enjoy is just kind of being together.
Yeah.
But I'm such an emotional piece of shit that like I always cry on Christmas over like literally anything. Like it's not a question of whether or not I will cry on Christmas. It's when I will cry on Christmas. Yeah. It could be right at the get. Or it could be until, you know, we go to bed and I'm finally saying goodnight to everyone and then I'm just telling them how grateful I am for them. So it's just like a whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
I will say, like, my Christmas tradition is seasonal depression. It's challenging this year in a way that just where I am and who is in my life this year.
Yeah.
At this point of the year, as opposed to last year, is just so dramatically different.
My condolences that you have to deal with me for another calendar year.
I know. Fuck, I thought I was rid of you already. God.
It's okay. There's still time. Yours not over yet.
I know. 2021's still young. But it's just, you know, like seeing, you know, memories pop up in social media. I only use like my Snapchat anymore. And I finally just started using Facebook to promote my writing. If you guys like articles and stuff, you can check
we'll
out.
Put her
I don't know.
Stuff
I don't have my Facebook on here.
Below.
Yeah. We'll link me. I'm a writer now. You're welcome. If you want to hear more of my opinions, check those out.
Less inflammatory in a written sense, I'll say.
Yeah, because I have to maintain someone else's image in addition to my own.
Oh, not like you should have been doing this entire time, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, hey, you have you're doing such a bang up job with your own image there, my friend.
Of course.
I didn't think I needed to help you out there at all. I mean, it's a little bittersweet, but also it's a good chance to reflect on the year as a whole. And a lot of the times, I think we get so caught up in time and just how quickly it passes, but also how slowly it seems to drag. And then all of a sudden, it's like we're in December already again. And it's just weird. I get very introspective around the holidays in that kind of sense.
Absolutely. So. Sort of that reflection. I have a fun story for you.
Okay.
Because, you know, I am working through the holidays and I'm thankful to be here with, you know, a friend that I've known for forever, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Megan. And then a bunch of other new friends that I made along the way. We've all sort of become like this little tight-knit family, which I think is really lovely.
That's so cute.
But so in the show that I do, is a lot of it is about Christmas traditions. Like that's its whole vibe. Mm-hmm. And there's this song in the show and about the halfway mark where one of these characters sang about like your Christmas wish and like what you wish for Christmas for everybody to have. And at the end, it's like, may every Christmas wish that you wish come true tonight. And it's really, really lovely. But I was working with one of my friends during the song, and I'm also in the song, but like in a different vein. It's more like hyperactive. Mm-hmm. And my whole bit is like, I like candy canes and chocolate and teddy bears and dolls and things are fun. and so like, those are two very different, but it's very heartfelt, sugary, sweet, like emotional. And my friend is on the edge of the stage and she's singing. And at that part, the may every Christmas wish, she like took a pause and she started getting choked up. So she started crying. So it was like, may every Christmas wish you wish come true. And so she turned and I saw that she was crying. And then I was looking out at the audience full of these children who are so heartfelt and these moms and dads that are like really in the moment. And then I start crying. So we're both crying and like trying to hold it together. Thankfully, my character's like next objective was to like start crying and clapping. So like it fit. But okay. Oh my God, it was just so.
Oh my God.
It was like.
Just a. That's my worst fear is just like uncontrollable sobbing in the middle of a performance. Just, like you can't stop.
It was beautiful. It was like the first time this entire season that I really, really felt like Christmas magic. Because I mean, Thanksgiving was wonderful because I made Thanksgiving for like the entire cast and everybody was super appreciative of that. And they were very like kind about it. But it was the first time that I personally like in my heart felt it, even though I was working on the holidays. And that just it was awfully special.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Well, with that, I think we're at about the end of the episode.
I think we've been very thorough with our seasonal depression and also seasonal traditions and seasonal antics and Christmas magic.
That's us. If there's one thing that we're good for, it's those things.
And not in that particular order, of course.
Nope. And then once we hit January, we no longer have relevancy or usefulness.
Yeah, so, my seasonal depression goes away and I just have my regular depression again.
Exactly. It's right in time for spring cleaning. Yeah. Or in my case, spring inability to function, including
it's your hibernation period. You're just one season behind. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's just flipped on its head. Anyway, if you guys liked what you just heard, you can feel free to rate, review, and subscribe.
RRS, son.
Yeah. That is the best way to support podcasts such as ourselves, small creators, in the figurative sense, not the literal sense, because we are very large people.
Correct.
If you want to follow me specifically and see what's going on with my Christmas antics or otherwise, you can do so at Anthony_clams. You can also follow our show Instagram at @the_savandsean_show. Or if you have Christmas traditions that you'd like to share with us, any advice on how to get through the holidays for the remainder of the year that we have, or just to tell us that you're very, very sorry for how sad our lives are, you can absolutely email us at thesavandseanshow@gmail.com.
Also, keep a lookout for the official Sav and Sean TikTok channel coming soon. We will have that username for you probably by the next episode, so keep your eyes peeled for that. You can also follow me on TikTok at Savannah_Peterson. I post a variety of content, including dancing and my cat and art and, you know, introspective thoughts, much like I share with you here. So if you want to keep hearing me talk, check me out.
Oh my God, Savannah, we're finally going to be on the news.
Oh my God. I've always wanted to be on the news. But like, I've always wanted to be on the news like in a notorious kind of way. Like I was going
to
say.
Well, there's still time for you to do a slew of Christmassy themed serial killers.
I was going to say like drive my car through a Christmas parade, but that's already happened.
Uh-oh. If you could gaze into the future. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. And we will see you guys
next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye
now.
Ho, ho, ho.